This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for a little segment we call What's Bugging You? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now and air it out. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Stephen. What's bugging you?
Well, we love Florida Pest Control, by the way, but what's bugging me is all these people who are crowing about how brilliant Donald Trump is, including Mr. Trump, as well as yourself. And the reason why it's bugging me is because you guys can't seem to think two steps ahead of where you are at. Here's step one. The next time a Democrat, well, the president has shown that a president by himself can declare an emergency and impose a tax at any amount from any country he wants. So the next time a Democrat is in the White House, they're going to declare a climate emergency, and they're going to impose the entire Green New Deal by executive fiat without a single vote in Congress. That's number one. Number two, Trump can't keep his mouth shut. He is boasting about how he is having all these international leaders from 70 countries coming to kiss his, he used a more vulgar word than behind. But every one of those leaders of every one of those 70 countries is taking a political risk by coming to the United States to negotiate. They have political opposition in their country. And what's going to happen is that every time they are up for re-election, their opposition is going to put a video of Donald Trump on their TV saying how they should be thrown out of power because they went over and kissed Donald Trump's behind. So what say you?
Well, I would say that your concerns are mostly valid. Oh, I accidentally hung up on you. I apologize. But your concerns are valid. You're exactly right that any power that a president can utilize that sets precedent for the opposing party to do similar things, that is true. And I totally believe whether Trump was here or not, if the Democrats do get in power again, oh, they will go crazy over the climate and other things that they will force down our throats. Hopefully people won't accept true authoritarianism, which truly does come from the left. Let there be no doubt about it. So Trump might not be your cup of tea, and the way that he strategizes and plays the game may not be the way that you prefer it or the way that maybe perhaps you would do it, but it is all part of who he is and a strategy that he employs. And yes, he comes off sometimes a little rude and a little arrogant, but there is more going on there behind the scenes than just what comes out of his mouth when the press is there. But there are times, I'm a huge supporter of his, as you know, but there are times when I cringe too. So, yes. You know, there's validity to absolutely to what you're saying. And I did notice, though, as much as he said, yeah, they're coming here to kiss my butt, he was much more respectful of China. talking about how smart a guy Xi is and complimenting him and saying, I don't blame him for the issues. These were my predecessors that allowed these things to be put into place and these trade imbalances to grow.
Chinese are going to do what they can get by with.
Yeah. Nope. Appreciate the input, Stephen. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. As much as I love and support Trump, also, what's bugging me was his lily-livered, limp-wristed, wimpy retraction of the tariffs. All he proved is that he's a slave to the stock market. The stock market falling 7% in 3 days is not a reason for him to delay, and I think he's not going to delay. I think he's, by and large, going to avoid doing the whole tariff regime. So that kind of bugs me. He caved into the stock market.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that idea.
Yeah.
I think that when he puts a game plan together, he already knows ahead of time what is going to... He knew that the market was going to react negatively. They hate that. Look, Wall Street built their these numbers up because they were farming out all the jobs all over the world. And these huge trade imbalances, Wall Street and investors were making huge money off it. Of course, they absolutely hate what he's doing. And they're going to react in such a way. And his pulling back on the tariffs was more of a reward to countries that are coming to the table and not going to play hardball with him. They didn't do the reciprocal. They didn't go back. And for them, they're going to get a 90-day reprieve. He didn't say it's off the table.
Yep.
I don't see it as limp-wristed at all. I see it as cunning and smart.
It was about them coming to the table, like you said. And he got on to all of you who were overreacting, doing your... He's like, what are you doing, you know? Panikins, I think he called them.
Panikins, and he isolated China all in one fell swoop.
Yep.
It's brilliance.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah.
Phil, you're on the air. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is when you mentioned the Bataan Death March, the school systems today don't teach a single word about World War II. I got an interesting little story. When I was in the Navy, there was an old Navy chief, and he was on a gunboat that was captured at Corregidor. They ran out of fuel, beached the boat. Every gun was facing inland. And when they were captured, the Japs could not find a single live round of ammo on the boat. And they treated them a little different than the average prisoner. And they transported the crew to the mainland, and they worked on the docks as longshoremen. He says that's what saved our lives. We were able to pick up scraps of grain and rice and what have you, and we got through the war. And he told me a cute little story. He got buddy-buddy with a Jap corporal, and the Jap corporal took him into town and got him fixed up, you know what I mean? And he said if they found out, both of us would have been killed. But that's a gospel true story about the Japanese and a brave American chief.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad it worked out for him, but for many Americans, they were slaughtered, tortured, and starved to death. Good morning, John. What is bugging you?
Hey, yeah, first, I think Team Trump knows what they're doing. They're making America great again, and let's give them the benefit of the doubt for a couple of months. Let's see what happens. But 21 horses horrifically burned alive in the Reddick barn fire. Lots of babies will be born dead today, stillborn, created to die before taking their first breath. God is so good. He's so good.
It's called What's Bugging You, not... Don't be weird. What's bugging him is
the idea of a deity and all controlling, omnipotent deity for whatever reason irritates John.
He apparently does.
John, bad things happen all the time, and if you use it properly, it helps to reveal the glory of God. And you'll see it all around you if you pay attention. Community will come together. It was awful that those 21 horses perished.
Yeah.
But you'll actually see the community maybe come together as a result.
And if you want to, you know, save babies, talk to your Democrat friends about that.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
And I mean, amen. Coming up, Attorney General Pam Bondi creating Second Amendment Task Force. Details next. 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.